The three Marias of Orion's Belt, the three stars of Orion's Belt here on Kansas Public Radio, composed by Villa-Lobos, played by Nelson Freire. I am Destiny. Good morning. It is World Asteroid Day, so we are having music that is out of this world, sponsored by Cynthia Lash. Thank you for supporting KPR. From here to the stars. Hi, everyone. I'm Destiny, like I said, and it is World Asteroid Day, so we've got space-themed music. Support for music programming on KPR. Another shout-out, Cynthia Lash. Thank you. I've got some great stuff in store for you today. Music that you may not have heard before, like that one, and music that you probably have heard before. For instance, I can't have an hour or two or three of out-of-this-world music without Mozart's final symphony, his Jupiter Symphony. It's a very joyful symphony, and the title was coined later in life, not by Mozart himself. So we're going to listen to a little joy of Jupiter, the bringer of jollity. That's hosts the planets, but this is Mozart's Jupiter. So many Jupiters. Let's feel joyful instead of thinking about asteroids, although asteroids are kind of cool. Wouldn't it be ironic if on World Asteroid Day, never mind, I shouldn't go there. Symphony number 41, Jupiter, John Elliott Gardiner and the English Baroque Soloists, Mozart's Final Symphony, composed in 1788, now on KPR. Mozart's Jupiter, Symphony number 41, here on Kansas Public Radio. That was John Elliott Gardiner with the English Baroque Soloists. This is an hour of, actually 3 hours here on KPR, of World Asteroid Day celebrations. Support for music programming today on KPR comes from Cynthia Lash. So I've got some really interesting music next hour, something called In Search of the Beyond. Right now, I thought after that rousing Mozart symphony, I would calm us all down and get us into a dream state so that we can all travel to outer space together, perhaps in our dreams. So what did I decide to follow Mozart with? Gershwin. Because of course that makes sense. Not really. But it's a great lullaby for string quartet. I don't have strings playing it for you, though. I have one of my favorite groups, the Washington Saxophone Quartet. It's a great one. Right now on KPR by Gershwin, Lullaby. Hope you enjoy it with me. Gershwin's Lullaby for String Quartet played by saxophones, the Washington Saxophone Quartet, here for you on Kansas Public Radio, getting you into dreamland. Next hour, we will travel into outer space with Joseph Strauss and the music of Spheres Waltz here on World Asteroid Day, having a lot of fun, and also something by Joaquin Rodrigo, In Search of the Beyond, that has an interesting story to it. Don't go anywhere. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Were you a nosy kid?
Are you kidding me? Of course I was. Questions for everybody.
Somebody who liked to ask questions all the time?
Yeah. Annoyingly so, I think some people would say.
But well, yeah. I mean,
they would say that.
I think a lot of us were. And you know what else? I think a lot of other people are.
Stay nosy. Stay curious. With Morning Edition, every weekday morning on NPR News.
Morning Edition is here for you weekday mornings on KPR from 5 to 9 a.m. with Matthew Algio. Support for classical music here on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansans and the world through social and behavioral approaches to developmental disability research. Information about research at KU is at ku.edu. We are live, we are local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. Our media landscape is changing every day, seemingly every minute. Tell us about your listening habits by taking our annual media and technology survey. Your response helps the station better serve our listening community, and we truly do listen to you. So take that survey at kansaspublicradio.org. We'll dip into NPR News for a few minutes and then back with more music here for you on Kansas Public Radio.
Gaucho says relief efforts will continue to evolve in the coming weeks and months. For NPR News, Emily Neal in Philadelphia.
And you're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Odoo, an all-in-one business management platform with the goal of bringing every part of business together. Learn more about Odoo at odoo.com. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Music of the Spheres Vaults here on KPR by Josef Strauss. That was Riccardo Muti with the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra. Good morning. I am Destiny. Glad you're here with me on this hot morning. It is World Asteroid Day, so I've got music that is out of this world, and we will go in search of the beyond together at 10:45. It's going to be quite fun. It is super hot out. It's 86 degrees right now. Everyone is in an extreme heat warning, so try to stay hydrated and stay cool. Perfect, like drinking out of a brook or stream. Let's listen to Max Bruch. It's actually spelled B-R-U-C-H. It's not like brook as in stream. That's how you say it, though. He wrote a famous violin concerto, which many of you know, but he also wrote a string quintet. Indeed, he did, and it's very interesting. It starts out with a very dramatic opening, and then we get some lighter movements. So I think you'll like it if you haven't heard it before. It is right now on KPR, Brooks String Quintet. Brooks String Quintet here on KPR, Ensemble Ulf Holscher, a violinist who has an ensemble named after himself. Pretty awesome. I really like that. I was not super familiar with it, and I think it's a good lesson indeed. We are going in search of the beyond on World Asteroid Day. Indeed, we are. Just a moment on Kansas Public Radio, where we are 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. And support for classical music here on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More info on Instagram and Facebook. Alrighty. Joaquin Rodrigo wrote In Search of the Beyond. He was commissioned to write this by the Houston Symphony in 1976 after he visited NASA. He was inspired by NASA and humanity's venture into space, and so he created this cosmic soundscape. So it sort of wanders between moments of vastness and, I would say, otherworldly mystery. Actually, Google said otherworldly mystery. The LA Phil said otherworldly mystery. I thought that was a good descriptor, but it is rather cosmic and a great way to celebrate World Asteroid Day and our classical music programming that is sponsored today in honor of Cynthia Lash. So here we go. It is right now on Kansas Public Radio. In Search of the Beyond by Joaquin Rodrigo here on Kansas Public Radio, commissioned by the Houston Symphony after he visited NASA and was inspired by human travel into space. Definitely a good one for celebrating World Asteroid Day. And our special programming thanks to Cynthia Lash. Indeed, lots of fun. Next hour, I've got some classical composers and their, oh, shall we say, take on outer space. And, of course, one of the most famous things of all time. I know that when I play it, you will immediately recognize it from one of your favorite movies, indeed. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. We are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute, and it's a hot one out there.
The upcoming 4th of July weekend is expected to set travel records. U.S. airlines are carrying more passengers than ever. It's all testing the limits of the aviation system.
It's clear that the biggest threat to healthy and competitive airline industry It's our short-staffed and woefully antiquated air traffic control system.
I'm Scott Detrow. Hear that story on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Larson. Support for classical music here on KPR comes from the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline in Headquarters, Kansas, offering confidential crisis counseling by phone, text, and chat to Kansans in need 24 hours a day. Online at kansas988.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. And online, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or, as Matthew Algio likes to say, kindly ask your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Our community spotlight is on Manhattan Free Clinic this month, offering care through a variety of morning, midday, afternoon, and evening clinics, thanks to volunteer providers and community support. Details at mhkfreeclinic.com. Support for NPR comes from Strawberry.me, whose career coaches offer professional support to help people get unstuck, gain clarity, and move forward, whether advancing in a current role or choosing a new direction altogether. More at strawberry.me/public. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio. Offenbach's Voyage to the Moon Overture here on Kansas Public Radio with Antonio de Almeida conducting the Philharmonia Orchestra. I am Destiny. Thanks for being here with me this hour. We are celebrating World Asteroid Day thanks to support for our music programming on KPR from Cynthia Lash. I hope you are all doing really well. And Cynthia, thanks for supporting KPR from here to the stars. Indeed. Well, there's a moon amongst the stars. What about a new moon? Charles Wood, There Comes a New Moon, and Now You Know 12 Times a Year here on KPR. That was by the King's Singers, a short little one that I wanted to sneak in for you. A Space Odyssey fanfare, something that you will all recognize, will be at the end of this hour. But right now, we are going to listen to a Beethoven piano concerto. This debuted in 1803 at an all-Beethoven benefit. Yes, he was the beneficiary of this, and a lot of his music was played. Apparently, the only rehearsal for it started as a disaster in the morning because there was a competitor who hired out the better orchestra. Anyhow, people still really liked the music, so I'm sure this will be a great recording because the Staatskapelle Dresden is fantastic. Sir Colin Davis and the pianist Claudio Aro. It is right now on KPR, Beethoven Piano Concerto No. 3. Pianist Claudio Aro playing Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 3 here on KPR. Sir Colin Davis conducting the Staatskapelle Dresden Orchestra. It has been an hour or three, shall we say, and it continues of music in honor of World Asteroid Day. Support for music programming on KPR today comes from Cynthia Lash, this special fun programming indeed. And, well, I can't get out of here without playing one of the most famous things of all time. You have to listen really, really carefully for about the first 20 seconds because you'll only hear very low instruments like the bass and contrabassoon. But then when the trumpets come in, you will recognize it. Here we go on KPR. Isn't that just the coolest? I know that you all recognize that indeed. Indeed, indeed. Well, that was a lot of fun. I hope you enjoyed all of the special programming today. It's been lots of fun indeed doing music in honor of World Asteroid Day. Oh, can you believe that it's the last day of June? And that means that July is just around the corner. And that means There will be fireworks. Yay! That, of course, a little palate cleanser to get you into the afternoon music here on KPR. From Handel's Fireworks. Fireworks will be happening very soon indeed. Our supporters are like fireworks. They're very exciting. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City's PBS nonprofit newsroom, committed to providing context and solutions to some of this region's biggest challenges. Delivered weekly to email inboxes. More at flatlandkc.org/subscribe. And you are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
The upcoming 4th of July weekend is expected to set travel records. U.S. airlines are carrying more passengers than ever. It's all testing the limits of the aviation system.
It's clear that the biggest threat to healthy and competitive airline industry, it's our short-staffed and woefully antiquated air traffic control system.
I'm Scott Detrow. Hear that story on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered starts today at 3 p.m. with Laura Lorson. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute at 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It is 90 degrees and hot here in Lawrence, and most everyone is in an excessive heat warning all the way until Friday. There is a bit of a breeze out there, but I would just stay inside or stay in your car and listen to classical music on Kansas Public Radio. It's super fun. Jeff Watson is in this afternoon with you from 12 to 3. We'll dip into some news for a few moments and then back with music on KPR.